This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the Players Place.
Got something new for us here, Woods?
I haven't seen it yet, but
sounds like fairly big news for Padres and baseball fans.
Yeah, Andrew Marchand from The Athletic has tweeted, MLB and ESPN have an agreement to make the network the exclusive home of out-of-market games for all teams and in-market for five clubs, The Athletic has learned. And when you click on the article, Benjamin, you scroll. Damn it, I got a pop-up ad.
I just opened it up here.
For a Range Rover. Where's the X?
Five clubs.
There it is.
I hate when you can't find the X on the pop-up ad. They hide the X sometimes.
It drives me nuts. All right, here we go. The deal is not yet signed, and its full completion is not expected until September. The exact amount ESPN will pay is not known, but it is substantial. MLB and ESPN declined to comment. Now, it says the five clubs that are under control from Major League Baseball, the Cleveland Guardians, the Minnesota Twins, the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Colorado Rockies, and your San Diego Padres are amongst that. That group.
It says here, yeah, if the deal is signed, ESPN, and by the way, we talked about this yesterday, ESPN's new streaming app that starts today.
Yeah.
So the fact that the announcements and the report, at least here, is coming out all on the same day is not a coincidence. It says, if the deal is signed, ESPN will have the full rights to in and out of market games for five teams. Like you said, Guardians, Padres, Twins, Diamondbacks and Rockies are the clubs under MLB control. Fans would likely need to subscribe to ESPN either directly or through an operator, and then for an added price, they would be able to receive their local team's games. Very similar, I think, is the plan here to how the MLS does it with their package on Apple TV Plus. You pay the monthly, you know, call it $20 a month for Apple TV Plus, but you do have to pay the one-time season pass of, you know, $80. I imagine for Major League Baseball, probably $150 or $200.
Interesting. The question would be, because right now, the way it's produced, Padres.tv, the way MLB does it, if you already subscribe to, what, DirecTV, Spectrum, Cox Cable, you get the Padres games from their Padres.tv feed without paying any extra.
I mean,
you're already paying a lot for your cable, but you don't have to also buy the Padres.tv to get it on your home screens. Does this mean that even if you have cable and ESPN, that everyone is going to have to in the future then buy the ESPN MLB local team package to get your team, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. As I said yesterday, and I speculated that this turned out to be, I think, what Eric Grubner was hinting at last Friday when he joined us and said something big was kind of in the works. Will this now allow all of us to finally really cut the cord because we can get all of our sports through the new ESPN app, and now we can get our local Padres team through there as well, even if it is an extra charge above the ESPN streaming services? It's possible we might be able to save money on this rather than costing us more money.
Well, I mean, I will save a fortune if I can cut cable. You know what I mean? A fortune. Whatever the Padres want to charge, it's not going to be as much as what I pay for cable. And like you talked about yesterday, it's mostly for sports. So that could be an interesting thing. They have not said how much it's going to be. So it's not even really confirmed yet. It's just a breaking news article based on the fact it is wild, man. I literally thought ESPN was just washing its hands of baseball entirely. And boy, what's the opposite of washing your hands? Pooping in your hands? Because they are going full in. They are going like all the way in on baseball now.
For people who question, like, what about the announcing teams? I don't know the answer, although it's always been traditional that teams hire their announcers, not the person or the entity that owns the broadcast system. It was never, you know, Fox Sports. It was never Bally's that hired Don and Mudd. It's not 97.3 The Fan that hires Jesse and Tony. Well, we actually do hire Tony as well, but that's right. A separate job than the one that he's hired for the Padres games, which is they are operated by the team. So I would imagine the team will continue to choose their broadcasters, so it'll be up to them if, you know, Don and Mudd and want to come back for the television broadcast. It doesn't automatically mean that, you know, Chris Berman is now going to be calling Padres games because they're produced by ESPN. I think that's highly unlikely that something like that would happen.
No, it's going to be Stephen A. Smith and Pat McAfee.
Yeah. Yeah, Pat McAfee calling Padres games. So buy ESPN and then buy a Pods streaming package too, says Satan's Blowfish. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of... No, you don't do that. Not everybody does that. It'll be interesting to see how it shapes up. I need my Padres baseball. If it makes the Padres a player with a TV deal, I'm for it. That's what I want. I hope it works out. I hope everybody's getting their money, their share of the pie.
All right, before we break out Ben's big box again, let's get some headlines from Pauly. It is time for a little early edition of the Randall Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Randall Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Randall Report with Paul Randall.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Randall Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Happy Thursday, gentlemen.
Happy Thursday.
Oh, let me turn Woodsy back up there.
Woodsy, you've been turned off. Now you can
I'm
speak
here.
Again.
All right. How you doing, man? I needed you for this story because I figured you were up late last night watching a thrilling finish to the WNBA's Dallas Wings and Los Angeles Sparks. But if you did not catch this, actually a historical night because Paige Beckers for Dallas had a rookie record-setting night. She had the most points by a rookie in WNBA history with 44 points. She got those 44 points on shooting 81% of the field, which is completely unheard of. I was looking at the box score. She went 4 of 4 from 3, 6 of 6 from the free throw line, and then 17 of 21 from the field. Only thing is, they lost on a buzzer beater by Kelsey Plum, and Los Angeles won right at the end. Kelsey Plum just blew past the defenders and just a floater as the clock expired. They were down one. San Diego's Kelsey Plum, yes. San Diego's Kelsey Plum was actually interviewed right after the game, too, and I got some quick, funny audio. It was the in-arena, you know, post-game. You're still on the court. Kelsey, yeah. What was going through your mind on your last shot or whatever? Here's what happened last night at the Sparks game.
I know this is a playoff push, 9-game season for you guys. How do you turn the page and get ready for the next one?
Yeah, we got to play some defense.
Whoa.
Thank
whoa,
you,
whoa.
No holding back there from Kelsey.
Kelsey's a spicy one, no doubt about it. And Paige Beckers is incredible. I know Caitlin Clark deservedly gets so much attention, but she's been hurt most of this season, and it's allowed Paige Beckers to really grab the spotlight in her rookie season because she's an amazing player as well. Little apples and oranges there, but very, very impressive feat.
We will move on.
Why are you talking about her feet?
Feet, F-E-A-T.
You are such a creep.
Deviant.
It's an A in that one. Deviant. Feet. Impressive feet.
Her feet. You like her feet?
I've never seen her feet. Mm-hmm. Impressive feet. It's different than her feet are impressive. It's an impressive feat.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Whatever you say.
That was some funny audio there at the end with Kelsey Plum. Here is some just really wholesome audio that got me a little bit yesterday. It is NFL preseason still, and the NFL season ramping up. College football, like week one is this weekend. Is that correct?
Yeah, so week zero, technically.
Is what they call it. Week zero. Like,
you got the game in Dublin. What is it? Iowa State, Kansas State, I believe, they're playing in Ireland. Yeah.
Just, a few weeks away from some football here on your weekends. And got a story here from Tyson Badgett, who I knew nothing about. And he went undrafted. And he's with the Chicago Bears now. He played college football at Shepherd University. That's a D2 school in West Virginia. He went undrafted. And his first deal out of college was just a $25,000 signing bonus. I say just. I understand that's life-changing money. Not big in the NFL world, though. And then he got a $1.5 million deal for the last... He just this week signed a $10 million two-year extension. And he absolutely got emotional and broke down at the podium talking about how important and life-changing this money is and how many people that he's going to be able to help.
Yeah, I think that, a lot of people don't know this, but, my dad is he's my right-hand man, and he didn't even have running water until he was in high school, so.
Wow.
There's definitely a lot of things that... And people that I could that I think I could certainly help with this gift I've been blessed with, but yeah, just little things like that. I don't really know anybody back at home with any money, so it feels good. I mean, it's certainly a weight off my shoulders and my family's shoulders, and yeah, it definitely means a lot.
Mm, got me.
Man, that's
congratulations
right
to
now.
Him, man.
Anybody ever heard of Shepherd University before? I had not.
No.
Shepherd University in Shepherdsville, West Virginia. And he's from Martinsville, West Virginia as well. So,
Dad did not have running water till he was in high school, man. Like,
wild.
The poverty in West Virginia is real. I know it's stereotyped as well, and I'm sure there are, middle-class people in West Virginia, but there is quite a bit of poverty in that state.
Oh, yeah, some of the poorest places in the country, for sure.
Yeah.
Man, that's amazing. What a great story.
Or Shepherdstown, West Virginia, not Shepherdsville.
Yes.
They're the Rams, not the Shepherds, though. I just looked up their mascot.
All right. Thanks for the accuracy.
Any more tidbits?
That's all I've got on Shepherdsville. Shepherd University.
I'm talking about Shepherd's Pie.
Ooh, I like Shepherd's Pie. It's got the mashed potatoes on top. I mean, that's like, instead of a top crust, they got mashed potatoes on top. Who doesn't like Shepherd's Pie?
I don't like
shepherd's pie?
I do not like shepherd's pie.
It's the peas. You don't like peas.
I like peas.
You like peas.
Carrots. You like all of the parts of shepherd's pie just separately?
It's like peas and carrots and gravy and meat with mashed potatoes on top.
I like them all separate. Does that make sense? I don't like them together in a pie.
Huh.
Well, finally, let's wrap it up here with this story. I saw earlier this week that Walmart, this is a kind of a PSA for anybody that may or may not have purchased any raw frozen shrimp from Walmart. Now, I was reading, it's only been recalled in 13 states, but Walmart had to do a recall for their frozen shrimp because it could have potential radioactive contamination. Yes, I was reading here. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials alerted the FDA that they found this potentially harmful product in shipping containers sent to U.S. ports in L.A., Houston, Miami, and Savannah, Georgia. However, California, the products were not sold here, so you might be okay, but they did have to recall it in 13 states. It's Cesium 137, which is a cesium.
Cesium. How did it get in the shrimp?
I'm reading through it here. He says it's a byproduct of nuclear reactions, including bombs, testing, reactor operations, and accidents. It's widespread around the world with trace amounts found in the environment, including soil, food, and air. And these had too much. It said the level detected in the frozen breaded shrimp was far lower than FDA intervention levels. However, the agency said that avoiding potentially contaminated products could reduce the exposure. So they're just trying to protect everybody who bought.
Have you ever been able to take fried breaded breaded shrimp that had been frozen and make it palatable, radioactive or not? Has that ever been done? Has it ever been done in history? You get a bag of breaded, you know, frozen shrimp, coconut shrimp, even whatever. You put it in the oven. You put it in the microwave. Wherever you choose to put it, has it ever come out and been palatable and not extremely soft?
You have to understand that most of the shrimp that you eat, like at restaurants, has been frozen, and they somehow find a way to bring it back to life. You really do need a good fryer, though, and that's one thing that most of us at home don't actually have a deep fryer in our kitchen. That's why restaurant food tends to taste way better, because they can take the frozen stuff and make it a lot better thanks to an actual deep fryer that's maintained well, as opposed to how we're trying to do it at home.
Yeah, people are saying air fryer. I feel like I've done coconut shrimp in our air fryer, and it's a little soft when it comes out. A little bit soft. Obviously not like you get at the restaurant with the deep fryer, Ben, but some of those saddest meals I've ever had were those frozen breaded shrimp put in the microwave, and they're soft.
Microwave is always going to fail you in that situation.
Always.
Anything breaded in a microwave is
just warm,
gummy,
it's not,
and soft and disgusting.
Yeah, disgusting. Anyway,
even when they have the crisping sleeve, have we talked about the crisping sleeve before?
Many times.
The hot pocket sleeve. It doesn't work.
Yeah, we did a whole bit on the crisping sleeve.
It doesn't work.
It's a scam, that is. Total scam.
Air fryer can definitely help, which is really just a convection oven. They've kind of slapped a label on it as an air fryer, but it just causes the air to circulate around, which kind of dries it out and makes it crispier tasting on the outside. But it does tend to work, and we got a new one that's works quite well, actually, at home.
That's fantastic. Why don't you tell us about Prize Picks?
Okay, that's fine, because we got to play Ben's box. So if you want to be our contestants, start calling now, because apparently the first one always seems to win for Ben's box. But we're going to give away some Padres tickets coming out in our next segment against the Dodgers, 833-288-0973. And we'll hopefully just kind of keep it going as you guess what's in Ben's box coming up next. First, though, I'm going to talk about Prize Picks. And you just mentioned the start of college football season, week zero, which means Prize Picks now has special squares out, including one for that game in Ireland with Kansas State quarterback Avery Johnson. A half-yard passing is all you need. Combine that into one of your lineups and win real money with Prize Picks. And you don't even have to do all college football. If you want to combine Avery Johnson with some baseball, you're watching the official daily fantasy sports partner, the San Diego Padres of Prize Picks. You can put their players in your lineup with the free square, win even more. You're just picking against the stats. You against the numbers, between 2 and 6 players in your lineups. The more you pick, the more you can win on each individual lineup. And when you sign up today, make sure you download the Prize Picks app and use code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's $5 of your money, $50 from them to play. And you know, you can play for weeks, and if you do well, maybe even months on that first $50. Just use code KWFN, get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. Really fun, really easy. I've been doing it for like a year now. You can as well. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right, final couple of segments of Bennett Woods, and then we get over to the roundtable. But in addition to roundtable pizza, we now have a beverage to go with it. Richard just stopped by from Harlan Brewing and brought us a bunch of four packs of Crone Zone Lager, Jake's beer. This is very cool. So we're going to have a little pizza and beer this morning, except Woods, you're not on the roundtable, so you don't get to enjoy any of our pizza and beer.
You can have all the pizza and beer that your heart desires, my friend. All more for you is what I'm all about. Hey, I wanted to shout out one of our tier ones. This is kind of cool. Evan is driving from Minneapolis to Seattle for the next few days with his mom. And he said, we'll be locked in on the show. We help pass the time. So as you guys drive on your long road trip, I don't know how far that is. It feels like it's very long. Thanks for listening to Ben and Woods. Really appreciate it.
Make sure you point out every chain restaurant along the way.
Ben is like the hardest person to do a road trip with.
It's like a 23-hour drive on Google here, it says.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Imagine how many Chili's that you pass. Going, by the way,
you're going through North Dakota, through Montana, through Eastern Washington. I bet you there's like six fast food restaurants that entire drive.
Ben would be in the torture chamber driving through there. He's like, he has nothing to point out the whole time. Going 1 mile an hour over.
Start doing trees. Oh, what is that, an evergreen? It looks like a pine.
That's a pine. Pine.
Is that wheat or is that is that barley? What is that?
So good. It's just a legendary experience everyone should get.
All right, we got
fun.
Contestants on the line. We've got Padres tickets to give away, so we are bringing it back.
Oh boy.
One more time. Oh, now, if you missed the last couple of days, we tried to invent really a new game here for Ben and Woods, Ben's Big Box. And all you have to do to win is identify, based on the sound it makes, what is in Ben's Big Box. Unfortunately, in each of the first two iterations of our game, The first person immediately guessed what was
the
in the box.
The whole point is to go caller, 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 caller until we get the right one.
Right.
And paperclips went number one.
And then yesterday, somehow, on the very first guess, bobblehead was the right answer. I mean, instantly. Yep. And that seemed crazy, but it actually happened. So okay, we're going
do you think you
no
can stump
way.
Somebody today?
We're going with the third iteration. And this time I just put something really random in the box. Really random. Again, just
a
common everyday object that I have put in the box, and you have to identify by sound. The first person to correctly identify what's
Wait,
in the box.
I forgot what it is.
We
I
changed it anyway, so you don't even know what it is.
You did?
Guess, yeah,
yeah,
I did.
What's in the box?
You don't even know. So if you identify what's in the box, you will win two tickets for tomorrow night's Padres-Dodgers game.
I'm so nervous.
Start your weekend off with San Diego's biggest happy hour, Party in the Park, presented by Southwest Airlines. Enjoy drink specials starting at $5 and live music in Gallagher Square from the time the gates open to first pitch. Your tickets available at Padres.com/tickets. Good luck getting them this weekend, though. You better win them here from Ben and Woods if you don't have them. So let's just go down the line. Let's bring our first contestant on. Is this Neil?
Yes, it is.
Neil. All right. I'm gonna shake up the box. Listen very carefully. You get one guess, and if you're wrong, we'll go on to the next one. Neil?
Neil, I am rooting for your failure.
We got a bigger, better box now. Bigger, better Ben's box. What's in the box? Here you go. Listen carefully. All right. What's in the box?
Can you shake it one more time?
Go side to side.
Not much noise there on side to side.
Wow.
I'm gonna go
quickly,
with
Neil.
A pencil.
Incorrect! That means
yes.
We go for the first time ever to our second contestant. Michael,
Successful.
Are you there? Hello, Michael? Anyone? No one there.
We had somebody.
There, just Michael. Nope. There you are. Michael, you still there?
Yep.
All right. You ready to play? Here's what's in Ben. You get one guess. Here it is again. What's in Ben's box?
Let's go sunglasses.
Incorrect.
Sorry.
All right. Let's move on. Jamie, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Jamie, you get one guess to win Padres-Dodgers tickets. What's in Ben's box?
I'm going to say a stapler.
Stapler.
Incorrect.
No, sorry,
we thought
Jamie.
About it, but no. All right, so let's go to a contestant.
Right,
who's
how
this?
Do we do this? Like, after a certain amount, do we start giving any hints?
Yeah.
Like, to kind of
yes.
whittle it down.
Yeah,
we got
to
narrow it down a little bit.
Once we get through five. All right, who's this on the line?
If you can hear our voice, say something.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi.
Natasha.
All right, you're a contestant here. I'm going to give it another shake.
Natasha, what's in Ben's
box?
What's
in Ben's box?
Notebook?
Not a notebook.
Sorry.
All right, I'm going to give a clue now for our next contestant. The clue is it is somewhat food related. All right, let's go to, is this Carlos?
Yeah, is it a pack of sliced cheeses?
It is not a packet of sliced cheeses. Leftover from my grilled cheese experiences. Sorry, no.
Packet of sliced cheeses.
Let's go to line 7. Is this Sam?
Hello? Yeah.
Hello. All right, you get the next guess. All right, something...
Somebody's got to get it now. Now it's going to go on too long.
Food and beverage related. What is it?
It is not a water bottle.
No. All right, let's get to the top of our line. Roger, are you there?
I am. Hey, guys.
All right. Hey, what's in Ben's box? Something from the realm of food and drink.
It's just a water bottle.
It's not a water
it's
bottle.
Not a water
it's
bottle.
Not. All
Already
right,
been
let's
guessed.
Go. We've got, is this Ramon?
Yes.
All right, Ramon, for the Padres tickets.
Is it like a K-pod, coffee pod?
Oh, it's not.
That's
what
a good
guess, though, around the office.
Good
try.
Guess.
That is incorrect. All right, I'm going to give one more, and then I'll give another clue. Who's this on the line? Hello? I hear you.
Banana.
A banana.
A banana is incorrect. Never even got your name. All right, hang on. I'm going to give you another guess. It's something you use to help you consume food or drink. That should be enough. Sean, are okay. you there? What is
Wait,
it?
Sorry, what was that?
What?
Yeah. It's got to be from your skanky lunchroom, a fork.
Oh, a fork. No, it's not,
it's
a,
not
fork.
A fork.
I was like, where's he going with this, dude?
You're skanky, what?
All right, is this Jamie or Jaime? Caller, are you there?
I don't know if I can hear you. That's all right.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, so what's your name?
My name's Rick.
Oh, Rick. It's Rick. Never mind. All right, Rick, you're our next contestant.
Gotta love caller ID.
Something you use to consume food or beverage. What's in Ben's box?
I'm going to go with a lid.
Oh, no.
Not a lid.
No, not a lid. Let's go to line 7 here. Is this Frank?
Maybe we just give it to the next guy.
What's in Ben's box, Frank?
A packet of sugar.
No. Does a packet of sugar make that much noise? I don't think so. Let's go to the top here. Tommy, are you there?
Yes.
What's in Ben's box?
It's a straw.
Yes! A straw.
Look at you, Tommy. Brilliant SOB.
I don't know what's worse, losing the first winner or like going through 17 callers to finally get a straw.
Hmm.
Tommy, congratulations. Stay on the line. You have won the Padres Dodgers tickets. What's in Ben's big box?
You have a straw in your box?
I put a straw in my box.
All right.
Did you get it?
No, I had no idea.
All right.
Zero. I even texted Paul, and he still didn't tell me. So I had no clue. I said, what is it?
What is it?
Tell me.
You were dying to know.
Gabriel says, terrible game, by the way. I know. That's why we did it.
Well, you know what? We can retire it, or we can bring it back by popular demand. It's totally up to the tier ones now if we ever play Ben's
Big let us
box
know if
again.
You guys liked it. We'll try
we'll
to
poll.
We got to try to find like the middle ground. Like I think the sweet spot is like 3 and 6
3
callers.
To 5.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you
getting
okay?
Nauseous.
Yeah, no, Woods is having some trouble here, so if you need a moment, go ahead and take it. We've got Sam Levitt joining us from the ballpark. He's already at Petco Park for today's day game, so he's going to join us coming up next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
800 Gambler, GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
All right, I know Wood's feeling a little under the weather, so I don't have to talk about the food at 7 Mile Casino right now, but you know what? It's a comfortable place to sit and play cards. They got really comfy chairs, great dealers. There's no smoke, nothing to make you nauseous when you're playing at 7 Mile Casino.
No, I'm powering through it, just like you would power through maybe a long session of Texas Hold'em, right, at 7 Mile Casino. They got California-style blackjack. They got pie gallon baccarat as well. It's a smoke-free environment, so you feel good when you walk in the door. No slot machines either to drive you absolutely nuts. It's just a good place to go, man, and the best part, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Yeah, there are other card rooms in town, but most of them are 45 minutes or more away. And don't forget, that's one way. You also have to drive back at the end. With 7 Mile Casino, you just the short drive down the 5 freeway in Chula Vista. You're on the west side. Bay Boulevard, get off at East Street if you're going south there. You just stay for about half a mile. You're pulling right into the parking lot, and moments later, you're playing cards, your favorite game, whatever it is. Texas Hold'em, California-style blackjack, baccarat, or pico. Play it today at 7 Mile Casino. It's just 7 minutes from downtown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ben's Big Box appears to be a very polarizing segment. We may have to put some more thought into any future editions of the game.
That's fine. I'm always down to get in the lab and create something new.
Although I think the funniest comment was the person who said their guest was going to be radioactive cesium-tainted frozen shrimp. In the box.
Walmart shrimp, as it were.
Quickly, before we get to Sammy, just wanted to mention, because I've been teasing it all morning and haven't really gotten to it, Padres did add to their lead over both the Mets and the Reds in the wild card standings yesterday. The Nationals helped out by beating the Mets 5-4. Josh Bell with a home run and two runs batted in for the Nats. And the Angels got seven strong innings from Yusei Kikuchi in a 2-1 win over the Cincinnati Reds. Cool off the Reds a little bit. So the Padres now 3.5 games ahead of the Mets and 4.5 games ahead of the Reds, who are the first team out. And that's also 5 games in the loss column ahead of the Cincinnati Reds, who do have 3 head-to-head matchups remaining at Petco Park later this season. So they're probably hanging their hat on, well, they could head-to-head at least have that ability, but tough to win games on the road like that. And as we mentioned, the Padres have an easy schedule, at least the easiest by statistically in baseball, going forward the rest of the year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We don't believe in that, though. We don't believe in those platitudes, Benjamin. I know they're just numbers, but... One game at a time, baby.
All right. Sammy standing by this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Nativa Interiors. This Labor Day weekend, two iconic design companies are joining forces for a warehouse sale. Join Nativa Interiors and Hold It Contemporary Home in Miramar for huge discounts on living, dining, bedroom, and outdoor furnishings. Call or text for more details at 619-215-6893. Sam Levitt, right after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, joining us now live from his spot in the loft at Petco Park, where he's going to be doing the EcoWater SoCal pregame show in exactly 3 hours. No, 2.5 hours is Sam Levitt. Good morning, Sammy. Early day for you.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Yes, cloudy here at Petco Park, but I'm sure it'll clear up here soon, setting up to be a nice afternoon of baseball. You know, I think the world of you guys and your radio abilities. I'm a tier one myself. I will admit, I think Ben's Box needs to go back into the vault for a little bit, maybe back in for a little bit more
workshopping
time in the oven, workshop it a little bit, and then maybe.
Well, we got
it sounds like something you could workshop a little bit in the off season.
Yeah, very small like survey results so far early in our poll on our YouTube stream, but 85% say they want more of what's in Ben's Box. Huh.
Okay.
People have spoken already.
Man, when Sammy, you know, now I'm rethinking everything. I had Jack I had Mailman Jack tell me it was the, well, I think the funny part of it was the two people guessing it right out of the chute. It's not as funny when 40 people are like,
yes.
Sandwich, cheese. Like,
so we were too easy and too hard. Can we find the middle ground? Yeah.
That's it. That's the sweet spot. Where it, you know, it's like hitting the ball on the end of the bat or right on the barrel. You know, it's just or you get jammed. Like, you got to find the sweet spot, Sammy, and that's what our Padres will try to continue today. That was fun, yeah. Man. Watching this team hit four home runs last night was pretty spectacular. Ben had the number earlier. It was, we haven't hit more than two home runs in a game.
June 28th. Yeah, June 28th.
June 28th.
That's kind of crazy. I mean, three home runs in a game is not, Sammy.
Yeah.
Outrageous in this day and age of baseball.
Yeah, and it's going to be really, really important that they slug more. Look, the Padres obviously have had a great season. They're sitting a game out of the division lead. They're where you want them to be this time of year, but they've certainly done it without a lot of slug. I mean, entering yesterday, they had 106 home runs, second fewest in the major leagues, and that was the second fewest by 12. To the next team that was sitting in 28th on the list. And if you go look at the teams that are down the list there, they're teams that you don't really want to be around. So the Padres have won in spite of the lack of power, lack of slug. And I thought Kevin Acey had a really interesting note today in the San Diego Union Tribune. I'll talk about it on the pregame as well. But I think we all understand that slugging, home runs, especially in the postseason, it's really important. He wrote this today, the last World Series champion to have ranked lower than 13th in home runs during the regular season was the 2015 Kansas City Royals. The past six World Series winners have ranked in the top five. And that's not to say that the Padres can't go win a World Series. This is a really well-constructed team, and I think we all agree they have a real shot to do something very, very special this year. But I suppose the point is they would be an anomaly based on their regular season power numbers. And there are some other numbers that Kevin had in there. I thought it was a great job by him pulling those up. So doesn't mean you can't win. Doesn't mean you can't have a great postseason run, but certainly finding the slug in this lineup, and my goodness, Sheets and O'Hearn providing it the last couple of days, it does seem like an important thing, and they got a lot of it last night.
Sam, we're going to talk about it on the roundtable, but let's get your thoughts here. The Padres' daily lineup construction, especially against left-handed pitching. Now, I know Mike Schilt asks you every day who you think should be batting in the top four in the order and whether Ryan O'Hearn should be batting against lefties. What do you think, though, at this point? Yeah. You know, where does Luis Arraez belong in the lineup? Is Ryan O'Hearn an everyday player or just an everyday starter against right-handed pitching?
Yeah, I mean, to me, O'Hearn's got to be in there one way or another every day, right? Well, whether it's DH, whether it's first base, you know, guys, it's a really interesting conversation, and I know there's been a lot of discourse on this station about it over the course of the past week. I mean, seeing what Sheets and O'Hearn did last night and having that power threat, it's so important. But then you do have a guy in Luis Arraez who's not having, you know, nearly as good of a year as he's had in the last three when he won three consecutive batting titles. You know, then Luis any night can give you three, four hits. And I think the tough part about it is I truly believe that Mike Schilt and the Padres really value Luis and view him as one of their core guys. So are you going to see a situation where you've got O'Hearn playing first base, Sheets DHing, gives you more power, and Cronenworth playing second, and Arraez is on the bench? You could make an argument that that might optimize your lineup, but you're also telling Luis Arraez, who's been your everyday first baseman, that he's sitting on the bench, and just knowing how this team typically operates with their veterans, that's very hard for me to see. So I would bet, I mean, look, I think the optimal lineup from a power standpoint, if we just want to focus on slug and what this team lacks, is having O'Hearn in there every day and maybe having Sheets in there most days as well. But I'll be honest with you, I really think it's probably going to stay about status quo. Maybe O'Hearn's in there more against lefties, but I see it as staying more status quo than maybe fans want it to, because I just don't see the situation where Arraez is sitting on the bench. I don't, based on how, you know, how this has typically been dealt with when it comes to their core veteran guys. We've seen this team, you know, give a really long leash to veteran guys. I mean, pick your name out of a hat the last few years. There's a lot of examples of it, and Luis is certainly, I think, in a much different position than, let's say, the Jason Haywards of the world, right? You know, guys like that, more veteran guys, kind of at the end of their career. So we'll see. If you're asking my opinion, I think having O'Hearn and Sheets in the lineup gives you something they lack. Now, you know, Sheets, for a while there, wasn't swinging the bat great. He's done great. Credit to him since getting a couple of starts here. But, you know, I try to get them in the lineup as much as possible. But I think Ariza is going to be in there most days, so you're not going to have both.
Yeah, I agree, Sammy. And it'll be really, really interesting to see how it plays out. You know, the guy's getting an opportunity because Jackson Merrill is down right now. And any update on him and whether – do we have a lineup out yet for today or no?
No.
Do we not?
No, yet. Okay. I'm sure it'll be out. Clubhouse opens at 10:15, so typically before Clubhouse opens, it comes out.
Well, you forget it's noon here, Sammy, when in Texas where I'm at.
Yes.
So I'm chomping at the bit here.
No, you're good. Jackson Merrill, it doesn't sound super promising based on what Mike Schilt said yesterday. I mean, it certainly doesn't sound like there's an impossible, or I should say, it doesn't sound like it's impossible that this might require an IL stint, and quite candidly, I'm not a doc, not talk to Jackson about it. He talked very briefly earlier in the week about it, and you know, didn't seem, you know, super happy about you know, not playing, and I get it. You know, I got to be honest with you. I saw him walking yesterday when he went out to just do the handshake line. He's not walking great. I mean, it's a noticeable it's a noticeable limp. So when I look at that, and I'm hearing Mike Schilt yesterday. We'll see what happens, but this does not seem like something that's going to be, you know, fully better in a couple of days. Now, the Padres may have to make a decision as to whether they want him to play compromised or if they want to sit him down and get him right. I would probably err on the side if you sit him down and you get him right, because you need this guy. And you can look, you've got a deeper team. You can get by without him, but you need him right. So we'll see. I'm not going to get out on a ledge here and say for sure he's going on the IL, but based on how Mike was talking yesterday, and quite frankly, based on how Jackson is just walking, I would not be surprised if this is a longer absence than what you originally thought when he just rolled his ankle.
And keep in mind, you can only backdate an injury list move 3 days. So if you want to keep him on the minimum 10 days, you could do it later today and backdate it 3 days, and then you get him back in a week. But if you wait, you're pushing back his return date every single day as well. So it kind of is decision time for the Padres on Jackson Merrill today at some point, even if it's after the game. Sammy, before you go, obviously every game is well attended at Petco Park. This one is no exception this afternoon, but I imagine it'll be a more relaxed atmosphere. What are you expecting this weekend, starting tomorrow night? Three critical home games against the Dodgers.
I mean, I'm expecting what it usually is.
Bedlam.
It's intense. You know, look, it's intense. There will be Dodgers fans here, right? You know, so you don't want them to have fun in this building. Of course, the biggest misconception on social media is that, you know, the Padres only sell out when the Dodgers are in town, which couldn't be further from the truth. Now, look, when they're here, look, it's 2 hours away, and a lot of Dodger fans, I'm sure, in Orange County and some even down here, it's going to be a lot of blue, right? Or a sizable amount of blue. So it'll be intense, but look, it's going to be, if the Padres win today, at worst, another opportunity for the Padres to make a statement, and it's going to be a fascinating series. I'll tell you what, it is fascinating that the Dodgers, after sweeping the Padres, have gone to Colorado and looked the way they have in a couple of those games. So this continues to be a fascinating race, and I'm sure it'll be intense and a lot of fun. Let's enjoy it.
Guess that's all for Woods. You got no more questions for Sammy?
I mean, aren't we out of time?
Yeah,
we got 45 seconds. Ben can jam in three more questions.
Exactly. No, Sammy, have a good broadcast today. We'll hear from you back at 12:10 this afternoon.
All right, guys. Sounds good.
There he is, Sam Lovett.
Sammy, break down launch angle for me, please, quickly. I was looking at the clock. I'm like, we only got 1 minute, so I'm going to let Sammy go.
You've only got 1 minute. Paulie and I have an hour and 1 minute still left as we're about to head over to our Roundtable Pizza Roundtable for commercial-free Padres talk for the next hour. So we invite all the Tier 1s to join us either virtually or on the radio for the next hour to talk some Padres baseball, continue the lineup discussion, of course. You know, I'm sure there will be some interesting moments in this next hour, discussing Ryan O'Hearn and Luis Arraez.
Have a great roundtable, fellas. We'll do the show tomorrow, and then I will haul ass to DFW Airport and get on a plane and come home.
All right, we look forward to talking to you tomorrow. See you on Monday, but that is it for us today. Woodsy, best of luck to Gary when you go to the doctor's office today. We're all thinking of him for sure. For Stephen Woods and Paul Reindel, I'm Ben Higgins. Roundtable is coming up next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Don't go away, anybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.